Hamlet's question was, to be or not to be. There is a parallel question of life and death posed by the foreign occupation of Afghanistan. First and foremost, the lives of the people of Afghanistan are at stake, but also those of Canadian soldiers. To stay and continue the war or to withdraw, that's the question that divides Canadians almost evenly. But you wouldn't have known from the pretense of debate in Parliament this month that nearly 50% of Canadians want our army out of Afghanistan. To discuss that debate, or so-called debate, I'm joined by John Conway. He is the chair of the Department of Sociology at the University of Regina. We reached him this morning at his home. Good morning, John, and welcome to Co-op Radio.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Now, before the debate in Parliament, there was much publicized demand for a debate on Afghanistan. Can you remind us about the debate?
Well, yeah, there was this set of demands coming from the opposition parties, the Liberals, the NDP, and the Bloc, calling for a debate in Parliament about Canada's role in the Afghanistan war. And basically, I think they were reflecting public opinion and public sentiment that they were getting from their constituents, that people were very concerned. And of course, Harper steadfastly refused the debate on the grounds that it would negatively affect the morale of our troops on the ground in Afghanistan. And ironically, I think as the... and of course, the opposition got very good press on this, headlines and so on, so it made them look quite good. And then finally, after some all-party negotiations, Harper relented because he discovered to his pleasure, I suppose, that none of the parties were going to oppose the war, that they would all be there to speak on why the war was necessary and why Canada's role was important and so on. So when he discovered that there would be no significant opposition at all in the House of Commons, he agreed to have the so-called take-note debate, which we were subjected to on April 10th.
How many MPs were in Parliament for that debate?
Well, according to my source, and I've gone over the Hansard as well, there were, I think the maximum was approximately 45 to 60 at the peak. But often the number of MPs bothering to be there to listen fell below 30.
Below 30 to discuss such an important matter.
Yeah, yeah. And Harper wasn't there, and of course, Gilles Duceppe of the Bloc wasn't there, and I think he was hiding because the anti-war sentiment in Canada is very strong in Quebec, and although he didn't want to stand up and oppose the war, he obviously didn't want to be painted into the corner of having to stand up and support it either. But basically, some Bloc MPs, I think there were about four of them who were there who actually did make some interventions supporting the war.
What did the Liberals and Tories say in the debate?
Well, they both said the same thing. I mean, Liberal leader or interim Liberal leader Graham was quite blunt when he stood up. He said that he did not consider this to be a debate at all, but rather a big educational opportunity to educate the Canadian people about why this mission was important. That was his line. O'Connor, the defense minister, said that Afghanistan and our involvement there was in our national interest and key to our security and prosperity. And nobody bothered to stand up and say, well, explain that to us, exactly how that is the case. But he just made a bombastic speech. And most MPs, of course, stood up and commented on the need to fight the war on terror and so on. The NDP did try to raise some serious questions which deserve answers, like how long is the mission, what's the definition of success, how are we going to withdraw when it's time to leave, what is the real mandate, you know, those kinds of questions that were tough questions, and of course the government evaded them, and basically every time the NDP tried to ask a question, they were baited for trying to undermine the morale of the troops. And that cornered the NDP, and basically during the debate they all had to stand up and declare their support for the troops, and the impact of their position was basically the support for the war. I think two MPs from the NDP joined the protesters outside, which were calling for withdrawing the troops. And they were, the NDP in the House were baited by, of course, the other parties because of the fact that some of their members were out with the withdrawal of troops people. Now, of course, these MPs weren't in the House and didn't take the withdrawal of troops position in the House.
How did the MPs, NDP MPs who were baited and challenged about supporting the troops, what was their response to that?
Well, they all basically, I think if I have to give an assessment of performance, I think the best performance was provided by Don Black, because she was very aggressive in raising the questions. But again, when she got cornered by the baiting, she was forced to say, of course we support the men of the Canadian Forces. So basically, the Tories and the Liberals were allowed to twist the whole debate around whether or not you support our troops on the ground, which is absolute nonsense. I mean, that's troops on the ground don't make national policy, don't decide to go to war. This is a national issue of extreme importance, and it's something that we have to debate as citizens. And of course, we expect our political representatives in a democracy to debate it seriously and take it seriously. And we should be debating whether or not this mission is wise and whether or not we should pull out, because that's what the way the Canadian people see it. I mean, this is, after all, a precedent. This is the first war we've been involved in since Korea where we are expecting our troops to become involved in invasion, because we have invaded Afghanistan. Aggressive combat. We're not just there to keep two sides apart and keep the peace. We're actually there to go after an identified enemy and to kill them and occupy the country. I mean, this is a war of aggression in that sense, and it's the first time we've been involved in that since Korea.
It's interesting to see these debates, which you know, may exist in the United States around supporting our troop, come to Canada, because, I mean, it seems kind of incredulous that we are actually putting the troops in harm's way, and to say that then we can't discuss the causes, the reasons, the motivation, the justification for the war, seems like we're just falling into that American trap.
Well, it's not just an American trap. It's from time immemorial when governments have gotten involved in unpopular wars or wars that were in the interests of certain factions of their own community, like the oil industry probably wants to see Afghanistan tamed and the whole Middle East tamed. They have to try and shift debate away from the actual reasons for the war or the geopolitical strategy behind the war to this whole simplistic notion of, do you support our troops? And that it works, because it's an emotional appeal. And when Canadians feel that they're being asked to support or not support our troops, then they find it difficult to publicly criticize, because they will be seen as undermining our troops, which is an absurd position, a fundamental anti-democratic position. And what it does, is it muzzles debate on the war. In my view, the best thing that we can do for the troops that are over there, who are dying and being maimed, is to bring them home.
How do you explain?
No interest there, I don't believe.
How do you explain the NDP collapse when this flag of patriotism is waved under their nose as a party?
I really don't understand the rationale. I think it's a fundamental political error. I think it's unprincipled. But I'm enough of a political sociologist to say, well, what are they thinking? Even if they're good opportunists, they should be opposing this war, given the state of public opinion. Because despite all the propaganda, Harper's visit, all the control, and now, of course, he's trying to stop the lowering of the flag and the media images of dead bodies returning. Despite all that, it's still 46% of Canadians want us to get out of there, as of the last poll, compared to 45% who say we should stay there. I mean, this is a polarized country on this issue, and in a polarized situation, you need blunt, open, and frank debate to resolve it. And it seems to me the NDP missed an opportunity here to become a principled party on an anti-war program in this case. But they somehow believe it would hurt them electorally, and I just can't understand their logic.
What do you make? You mentioned the lowering of the flags, and we have coffins returning home with Canadian soldiers. Do you think this is a tactic to divert from the real issue, whether we should be in Afghanistan or not?
Well, it does have that effect. It becomes a debate of whether or not we should lower the flag, rather than whether or not we should even be there. But I do think in the long run, it's his advisors, Harper's advisors, saying, look, this war with the spring offensive is going to create more and more casualties. And it's just not realistic, either in terms of good sense politically or in terms of public morale, to make a major media event out of every death. Because as the numbers increase, it's going to become something that will begin to grind down public support, such as it is.
What do you make of the actual role of the established Canadian media in Afghanistan? What's your thought there?
And I find it disgusting. I mean, this talk about embedded. These media people are not even just embedded. They're in bed with the Canadian military. I mean, there's absolutely no critical journalism, no independent investigative reporting. I mean, I was in the Army many years ago. I know some of those troops are not happy about being there. I'm sure they are. And a good journalist who promised off-the-record interviews and protection of sources might begin to get some of the nuanced feelings of our troops even on the ground there. But no, they take the official line, they take the press briefings, they take the Fed press releases, you know, they run around in their flak jackets and helmets in the armored vehicles, and I mean, all we're getting from them is propaganda, pro-war propaganda filtered by the military. It's useless as public information.
I actually know of a military person who was stationed there and asked a CBC reporter if they would be interested in a real story about what was happening on the ground there, and the CBC reporter replied that they were assigned stories in Canada to cover in Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm sure even a good journalist who tried to do that wouldn't get this stuff on the air, and of course probably would be sent back or certainly cut off by the military. I mean, it's just appalling what the media are doing, are being forced to do, and of course their owners and editors are allowing them to be forced to do.
If Parliament has had such a pathetic debate, and we obviously can't rely on the Canadian media to bring the story, where do you think that leaves people in their opposition to the war, which I think is fairly strong?
Well, I guess we have to go back to the tried and true technique from Vietnam and the First and Second Gulf War. We have to start organizing a peace movement and have massive demonstrations. We have to take the debate into the streets because we can't have it in Parliament. I mean, you'd think that the 46% of Canadians who do oppose the war don't exist if you watched Parliament. I mean, it's phony democracy on this issue. So we have to take it to the streets and force our politicians to start representing the real concerns of Canadians in the streets. I mean, I've talked to Canadians who are really upset. I mean, I've talked to people who are former military. I mean, the students are very worried. I mean, it's a general malaise that's an important political event that we should be talking about. This turn of Canadian foreign policy that's only going to get worse under Harper, becoming basically a cannon fodder for the American empire. Is that what we want? Is that the way we see ourselves? I mean, the last time we did that for an empire was the Boer War, and of course that strained relations between Quebec and English Canada. But do we see ourselves as loyal soldiers in America's geopolitical march to dominate the world? I don't think Canadians do.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with me this morning, John.
Well, thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
I've been speaking with John Conway. He's professor and chair of the Department of Sociology at the University of Regina.